Great Country Q 94. It's Lori and Jet Jergensmeyer here on this Thursday afternoon. And we just heard you played Roots for us, which was great.
Thank you.
We were talking off air. Would you say you were 19?
Yes, ma'am.
19. So you're in college at Belmont.
I am. Yes, ma'am.
Which, for those that don't know Belmont, one, welcome to the Missouri Valley Conference.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, they're playing my Panthers all the time now. And two, that is kind of the it music school.
It really is. I'm very, very blessed. It's funny because I'm a music business with an emphasis in legal studies major. Belmont is the only school in the country where you can go to school for music business and you graduate with a business degree, not an arts or science degree. And so I'm not a music major is what I always tell people. So I'm very fortunate that I get to surround myself every day with people better than me at guitar, songwriting, singing, piano, whatever it is. I get to surround myself with people better. And I think the best thing people can do is be around people better than you, because then I can learn and we can all grow together, and it challenges you.
Definitely. You know, you talk about the challenge. It's like if you walk into a room and you're like, well, I'm better than everybody else, it doesn't really try and make you feel like you need to work harder. And I know you probably never experienced this because you're from Nashville, but so often I have artists come in and they say, you know, I thought I was really, really good.
Oh my goodness.
And then I moved to Nashville and I found out I was really good for my small town.
Oh, it's that every single day, because it's as if you go out to L.A., everybody's an actor or an actress in L.A. Everybody's a musician in Nashville, and everybody's really good.
Yes.
I mean, you'll have your waitress sing you happy birthday, and it'll bring you to tears because it sounds so dang good. You know, before I started dating my girlfriend in Nashville, my family was telling me, Jet, you're going to school, just pull out your guitar, you know, you can get girls. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Everybody has a guitar in Nashville.
Everybody, not just, everybody, here, let me narrow the playing field. Just at Belmont, let's just say Belmont, I have nursing major and chemistry major friends that are also artists on the side. How in the world you can be on a full ride for chemistry and also be a songwriting double major, I don't understand. But I have a friend that does it, and she's ridiculously talented. I'm not original, so I can't just pull out a guitar. I have to actually have a personality. So that's, I guess, how I managed to pull my girlfriend. But it's one of those things where I'm just so fortunate because, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but everybody is really, really good, and everybody's better than me. And if I go into the room with that mentality, if I go in, you know, you talked about walking in a room thinking everybody's, you know, I'm better than everybody in here. If I go into a room and think everybody in here is smarter, better at guitar, a better singer than me, if I just sit back and don't talk, if I just shut up and listen, I might learn a thing or two. I might learn somebody's technique, learn what this guitar player did to get better. What kind of strings is that guy using? Because whatever his guitar is, it sounds amazing what he's doing. And so just sitting back and learning and taking it all in and taking every day one step at a time and as a new opportunity is something I've had to learn the hard way, but also something that I'm very glad that I figured out.
And there's no formula to becoming the next superstar.
Not at all.
And, you know, if you look at the biggest names in country music, you know, none of them have a trade. You know, there's no one path that everybody took.
Not at all.
And like you say, you could have some of the best voices in Nashville are probably waitresses.
100%.
Or, you know, for whatever reason, not all of the pieces fell together at the same time.
That's such a true statement. I heard a quote one time that said, it's better to be lucky than good. And as silly as I was like, man, that's such a, wait a second. That kind of makes sense.
It does.
I heard one of my professors say this past semester, and it really, really struck home. It's not about what you know, it's about who knows you.
Yes.
I was like, that's so true, because I've had times where I've been playing in a little town way south of Nashville called Columbia, and I've ended up meeting people that work for some of the biggest record labels in Nashville just by talking to them in between sets, just walking, hey, thank you all so much for sticking around. And they stop me, hey, what's your name again? Oh, I'm so-and-so, and getting to talk to them. Now I know that person.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's just you never know who you're going to meet, and also just be nice to people.
Right?
Nobody wants to work with a jerk. Nobody wants to be friends with a jerk.
And you never know who's watching.
Exactly. You never know who's watching. You never know. And people, some people want to say that this is like, oh, using your friends. It's like, no, if you're my friend, I want to help you grow just as much as you would want to help me grow. If we're going to school together and you want to be a tour operations or artist management, I'm going to be friends with you. Because I don't know where you're going to be in 15 years. You don't know where I'm going to be. Maybe one day we can help each other because we were friends.
Or maybe I know a buddy that all of a sudden he needs a tour manager. And exactly. I'm like, hey, wait.
And it's
know a guy.
It's got nothing to do with trying to exploit a friendship. It's wanting to grow together. If that one of my best friends is an electrical engineer, and I tell you what, he's going to school for that. I tell you what, when I build my house one day, I'm going to call up my best friend. I'm going to be like, Max, I'm flying you from California because I need help on this.
I don't know electrical.
Because Lord knows, I can build stuff, but I have nothing, no knowledge.
But if you
up
need
here,
me to write a song about your girlfriend,
I got you.
I tell you what,
I will perform at your wedding 100%.
Yes.
Better, I tell you, my best friend Max, I better be in his wedding. But, you know, at the very least, I'll perform a song there. And so it's just about the mentality, I think, is a big part of it. You never know what's going to pop off. Good Days had no business getting recorded by me. When I wrote the song, I did not think it was going to be a song I was going to record. Just happened to be one where you have a session coming up. We need one more song. Let's see what Good Days sounds like. Once we did that, this one will be cool on the album. Never thought it was going to be my next single. And then, you know, like I said earlier, it came down to a vote. And it has been my fastest growing song ever that I've ever put out on streaming, on radio. It's getting played all over the country, which is surreal to think about. I feel so insanely blessed that I get to be on the radio, which is what I grew up listening to and dreaming of doing. And so it's the mentality of you never know why something's happened. You just got to let Jesus take the wheel and let him do what he does.
Yeah, and hope the pieces all fall into place.
100%. Roll with the punches, I always
say. We're talking with Jett Juergensmeyer here, and you were just talking about your single. We're going to play it now.
Amazing.
Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, you made it through the flatness of Iowa.
I did.
And welcome to the land of cheese.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. I'm definitely going to eat some cheese curds tonight.
Oh, definitely.
100%.
It's Jett Juergensmeyer. This is Good Days on Q94.